Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today.
Sisterhood is powerful. We've heard those words so many times that we sometimes forget how true they really are. That's why it's always inspiring to hear about women standing up for other women and making a real difference. We were reminded of that recently when we spoke to Monica Ramirez, a lifelong activist for farmworker women, immigrants, and Latinas. Monica has founded groundbreaking organizations like Justice for Migrant Women and the National Farmworkers Women's Alliance. Her lifelong mission has been to defend the rights of women who do the hard work, women farmworkers. Now, it might seem that farmworker women don't have much in common with the highly paid women of Hollywood, but in fact, the bond between these two groups helped ignite the Time's Up movement back in 2017. I spoke to Monica about how that happened. It all started with a letter she wrote that was published in Time magazine. Here's what Monica had to say.
The letter is known as the Dear Sisters letter. And, you know, because I come from the farmworker community and the farmworker movement, we know that sexual harassment is a widespread problem for farmworkers, for farmworker women specifically. And in fact, the little data that we have indicates that, you know, as many as 90% of women who were interviewed in one study said that sexual harassment was a major problem for them. And in another study that was done in 2014, 80% of farmworker women said that sexual harassment is a major problem for them. So we're talking about a huge issue that our community has been confronting for many years. And, you know, as an organizer in my community, we've been trying to combat that problem. And because of the work that we've been doing over the years, we understood the risks that individuals take when they decide to speak out against sexual harassment and other workplace issues. And so when the women in the entertainment industry started to share their experiences related to mistreatment, against them and sexual harassment by Harvey Weinstein, you know, we took notice of what was happening, both what was being said, as well as some of the public reaction. And we were really worried that the women were going to experience retaliation and backlash, and that ultimately they would be silenced. So we wrote this statement, which was eventually published in Time magazine, and our letter essentially said to the women in entertainment, that we stand with them, that we believe them, and that we understood that what was happening to them was not their fault. And we really wanted them to feel encouraged and to understand that we were with them in solidarity. So I wrote that letter on behalf of Alianza Nacional de Campesinas, one of the organizations that I co-founded, which is the National Farmworker Women's Alliance. And the letter came on behalf of the 700,000 farmworker women in our country. And that letter, it's been credited with sparking Time's Up. And, you know, I always say it's important to recognize that women in entertainment, they were already organizing themselves. They were already figuring out the next steps. And I think that our letter just helped make it clear that there were many women workers who were experiencing this problem and something needed to be done for all industries where this problem was occurring. And so we're just really fortunate that we've been able to be part of that work and part of that movement and certainly part of the building to create change so that people don't have to endure that violence anymore.
What a remarkable moment. It gives me such hope. So here's something good for today. When women unite, they can do anything. It's no exaggeration to say that Time's Up has made a huge difference in the entertainment industry, and it gained traction because of the support of women farm workers. This example shows the importance of reaching out and speaking up. The farmworker women could have worried about sexual harassment only in their own community, but they saw they had a common cause with the women of Hollywood and that those women needed their support. You can hear more from Monica Ramirez on today's episode of Seneca's 100 Women to Hear. You'll learn how Monica started on the path to activism when she was only 14 years old, why the fight of women farmworkers is everyone's fight, and why Latinas are a powerful force poised to change the world.
Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com. or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.